And welcome to Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. You can find the details on this show at mulliganstew.ca. We started the life of this show in a studio in a barn on the Naramata Bench. That barn was a gorgeous building. The show has two subjects. One is Leslie Dondria and the Okanagan Falls Winery Association, the heart of wine country. They're doing their spring release 2022, the first one of the year, actually, for anyone, at Vancouver's Terminal City Club, Wednesday, April the 13th, from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening. You can find the details at theheartofwinecountry.ca. 6:30, Wednesday night. They will be pouring all of their spring releases, and they'll tease you with some as well. I will get there earlier next Wednesday with my recorder, and I will talk to all of the wineries involved. Here's a list. Black Market, Blasted Church, Bonamici, Crescent Hills, Liquidity, Mayhem, Meyer Family Vineyards, Nighthawk, Noble Ridge, Pentage, Play, Stag's Hollow, Wild Goose Vineyards, all at Terminal City Club next Wednesday, 6:30 to 8:30. And Leslie Dondria is going to fill us in on what's going on there. Just a quick reminder. And then the wine diva, Dana Van Mulligan. She's been with us for the top 50 wines at the end of the year, the best bubbles for the end of the year, the top 100 under 20 for 2021, and now budget bottles for 2022 under $17. Okay, the wine diva is going to school yours truly and all of us. Just come along. And if you go to the website, you can see all the wines that we're talking about. There you go. TastingRoomRadio.com. Enjoy yourself. Happy Easter. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor. Moon Cursor are delighted to let you know that the Tasting Room reopens April the 20th. And you just might want to think about joining the Moon Cursor Wine Club. You pick the wines you want for your club shipments, and you get first dibs on new releases, and shipping is free for 6 bottles or more. And don't forget, they open the Moon Cursor Tasting Room in just over a week. All the details at mooncursor.com. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. Leslie Dondria is on the phone. As I asked her to, I was seeking her out. She was in the middle of, well, doing something world-shattering. And I finally got in touch with her people, and she called me back. Leslie Dondria is the co-founder and co-partner, co-owner of the wonderful Noble Ridge in Okanagan Falls. And they are coming to Vancouver Wednesday, April the 13th. And I need some information because there are tickets available for that Wednesday evening pour. I'm doing the trade tasting in the afternoon. Why am I talking? Leslie's on the phone. Leslie, how many of these have you done, or how many as an organization or can that you've remember attending?
Yeah, gosh. We actually have done quite a few. I remember way back when we were at Bricks. We've been at a number of different places, but we haven't been able to do this for the last couple of years, of course. And so when the world started to open up a little bit more, the association, we looked at what we're up to and thought we would really like to get back into Vancouver. It's a real opportunity, I think, for both groups, for ourselves to get out and say hello to people again. We will be bringing our spring releases and wines that many may not have tasted yet. It's also hopefully an opportunity for our friends and customers to come back and say hi to us too.
Exactly. Get to meet the people who actually grow it, make it, sell it.
100%.
You need that connection. It's not just a bottle of wine. It's the people behind the wine. Get a chance.
Oh my God.
You know?
Yeah. That's the magic. And it is a number one priority for us with this event, that our guests and customers can expect. They will be talking to principals behind the desk. If it's not the winemaker or the owner, it's the person running the tasting room, running the sales. Most of us, or many of us, will also have some of our agency representatives who know the Vancouver world. And so if they have a question around, where can I find
exactly
this wine?
Yeah.
You know, those reps are a big help there too, but
yep,
that's a high priority.
You will come away with printed material, I guarantee you. Now, so this is Wednesday, April the 13th, 6:30.
Right.
It starts at 6:30 and goes till 8:30 at Terminal City Club, 837 West Hastings, a gorgeous room, a beautiful
yes
lobby, just a great place to hold an event like this. Now, I wonder if I can, off the top, ask you to name those wineries that are attending.
Of course. There are 15 wineries in the Okanagan Falls Winery, Skaha Lake Winery Association. Not everybody is going to be able to attend, but almost everybody. I think
okay,
there's 13.
Okay.
I can rhyme them
Wait,
off.
Hold a second. Hold a second. I challenge you to do it alphabetically.
Well, I'm going to confess that I'm cheating. I have a list in front of me. Black Market Wine Company, wonderful Rob in Culloden.
Sure.
Blasted Church over on the other side, Eastside Road. Bonamici Cellars with Mario and Phil. They're just across the street from us in Okanagan Falls. Crescent Hill Winery, Liquidity, Mayhem Wines, which is a new member of the association this year. Meyer Family, Nighthawk, Noble Ridge, Pentage, Play Estate up in the north end of Skaha Lake,
right.
Stags Hollow, and Wild Goose.
Those Mayhem Wine people, they're troublemakers, aren't they?
Hey, we're all lots of fun.
I know it's important. It's like it's an opening night. I know there'll be some flutter in the stomachs, and because not only are they reintroducing themselves, they're introducing their new wines. It's like opening night for these winemakers. So, if you're coming, pay attention because they're going to tell you how these wines came to be, and they've been waiting 2 years to pour for you, right?
God's truth. Yes, absolutely. I don't know who's more excited. It'll be a really fun night. For sure.
Leslie Donvier, tell me how people can get tickets. How do we get tickets?
Yes, absolutely. We do have the association have a website, www.theheartofwinecountry. Each of our individual wineries also have links. If you go to your favorite winery, there should be a link to that event as well. I think those are probably the two main best ways to do it.
Heart of Wine Country spring release. Okanagan Falls Skaha Lake Winery Association, Wednesday, Terminal City Club, starts at 6:30, finishes at 8:30, although I'm sure there'll be people being slowly leaving the room by 9 o'clock at the very least. And this is your opportunity to taste what's going on in Okanagan Falls. Thank you, Leslie. I know you won't be there, but I am going to talk to everybody at the afternoon trade tasting and get their stories and put them all together, okay?
Super. Thanks for asking, Terry. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for doing this on short notice. Leslie Dondria at Noble Ridge. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor. Moon Cursor are delighted to let you know that the Tasting Room reopens April the 20th. And you just might want to think about joining the Moon Cursor Wine Club. You pick the wines you want for your club shipments, and you get first dibs on new releases, and shipping is free for 6 bottles or more. And don't forget, they open the Moon Cursor Tasting Room in just over a week. All the details at mooncursor.com. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. Jason Parks Customs is a ragtag group of wineries, a cider house, and a brewery calling West Kelowna home. They are The Hatch, Black Swift Vineyards, Crown and Thieves, Truck 59, Cider House, Smoke Show by JPC, and now open, The Hatching Post, the only brewery and smokery parlor on the West. Just got word that Proper Man will be playing in and around the Hatch Complex. Don't miss these guys. You can find all the details at jpcfanclub.com. The Wine Diva has returned to Tasting Room Radio. I giggle every time I say that because she's been doing it. She's been saving me time and time and time again. She schools me every time I hear her. And I know much more about the world of wine when Dana Van Mulligan is around the Wine Diva. Check out winediva.ca, winescores.ca. Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm sickly. I'm good. You know, it's just stuff. It's just a stuff floating in the air. Do you feel safe these days?
That's a good question. I think I've gotten into a groove in the last couple of years of a lot of avoidance, and I'm kind of sticking with it.
Yeah. Yes. Now, for example, one of the things that you asked me was about Vancouver Wine Fest, and I'm very happy for them that they're going to gather again. But then I kept thinking, but they're gathering again. What? Well, how do you go and have a normal wine fest or a wine pour? Okanagan Falls is doing theirs on Wednesday, and still be safe.
Yeah, and I mean, there's going to be people that get sick, obviously, because you're in close proximity, and you know, they say we're all going to get it at one point or another. So I guess it's just how cautious you are, or how much you just want to go out and live life again.
You know, before Christmas, you ran us through a number of your wine lists that I love so much. The top 50 over 20, the best bubbles, top 100 under 20. People really appreciated that. One of the ones that you did after Christmas and New Year's was your budget bottles 2022, $17 or under, which is really the one that I think people print up that list and they carry it with them. And they're wise to do that. Winediva.ca, just look for it. Now, under wine list. So these are wines that have passed your taste test and they're under $17. So, I mean, it's a double shot. They're really my favorite wines of the year.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously, my top 100 are going to be my top wines in that sort of price category, price bracket. But with the, you know, after the holidays, we're all kind of looking to budget anyways. So I always like to put together a list of all the wines that I've reviewed that have, you know, that kind of nice sweet spot price point. And that way you can just, you know, you can stock up if you need to.
I tell you, it takes right off the top, long shot Pinot Grigio from California. You have to be really on top of your game to have a California wine come into this market at $17.
Yeah, and I think I believe there's a Cabernet too as well with this with the long shot. This is the first time I'd tasted it, and it's you know, a straightforward wine, but it's got that nice pear, Asian pear, pineapple, vanilla. It's got a nice zesty palate to it as well, and it's $14.99.
The Fitzpatrick Family Vineyards Runabout White, Okanagan Valley. Is that a field blend?
Yeah, you know, it's five estate grown grape varieties that go into this. So, you know, it's not really important to know exactly what it is, but it's very, you know, it's going to be aromatics. You know, it's probably going to be some Riesling and Pinot Gris in there. It's got exotic fruit and floral. It's got a nice pink grapefruit character. It's just a really pretty little wine, very quaffable, and it's $16.50.
You and I may have talked about Jose Maria de Fonseca Periquita from Portugal because we both love it so much. But just remind people how wonderful this wine is.
Well, it's been in our market for forever, and it is a blend of three classic Portuguese varieties. Spent a little bit of time of oak in French and American oak, but it just has excellent value at $10.99. It's just got black cherry and raspberry, and violet and cloves. It's quite harmonious too. You know, for something of that price point, it's just so easy to drink. And like I said, that price point is amazing.
$10.99. From yeah. Portugal, and they are coming to pour for us shortly in this market. I'm sure they're going to be bringing other surprises as well. I applaud them. I love Portuguese wine. Love them, love them, love them. Now, you have three or four or five different Oops bottles. This is the Bodacious Blonde Chardonnay from Central Valley, Chile. We'll mention the others as we go along, but tell me about this one.
Well, the Oops, it's kind of a funny story. If you read the label, it talks about the fact that they mixed up they thought Carmenere was Merlot. And so they had been mislabeling wines for I don't even know how long. But they put the same label on all the wines, not just the one that's Carmenere. So it's made by Underaga, which is a fairly large brand in Chile. And it's just, this is new. This is the first time I'd had the Chardonnay. I usually taste the reds every year. And it's got like a very pineapple-y, honey, buttery kind of character. And it's like a medium-bodied, nice, fresh acidity. And it is $15.99.
Monte del Fra Bardolino DOC Custoza from Verona, Italy. I love that just in being able to say it almost correctly. An Italian wine from Verona for $16.99. How does that happen?
Well, this is it's like an entry level for Monte del Fra. They do amazing Amarone as well. But I love this wine because if you kind of like, say, a Gamay from Beaujolais, something that's quite, you know, juicy red, not a full-bodied red by any stretch, this is a perfect one for you. It's a blend of Corvina and Rondinella, which are classic to the region, that go into Amarones, for instance. And it's got some Sangiovese in it, which is a little less typical for the region. But it's just, it's got kind of dewy raspberry, cherry, candied violet kind of character. And it's just, it's charming. It's got good energy. And it's $16.99.
You said dewy, right?
Dewy, yes.
Yes. As in wet?
Yeah, as in fresh.
Okay, fine. All right. Here's another, oops, Voluptuous Beauty Cab Sav. You were talking about that, Central Valley, Chile. How did this get in there?
Yeah, so this as well is, you know, a new one for the market. It's Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's a typical barbecue red, not lots of purple fruit. It's got kind of very grapey undertones, and it's kind of got quite a good intensity to it. It's just easy to drink, $15.99, about. If you're getting it at private wine stores, you might pay a little more.
Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. And go to winediva.ca and look up wine lists. Look up lists. This is Budget Bottles 2022, under $17, and pass the taste test by one of the best tasters in our business, Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. Sumac Ridge Estate Winery, the private reserve, Cab Merlot. Everybody takes a run at Cab Merlot, but Sumac Ridge kind of has a head start because they've been doing it for quite a while.
Yeah, and their private reserve level of wines or line of wines are all, I would say, they're probably all under $17, so you're really not going to find one over that price point. And, you know, Cab Merlot, yeah, you're right. They were one of the early ones. And, of course, Gewurztraminer, that was their other really big hit. They brought Gewurztraminer to the market for a lot of people here. And, once again, this is a great wine for, like, burgers and pizza. It's good, got good value. It's got kind of a liqueur-like intensity. It's got a vanilla and licorice. It's a crowd pleaser. And it is $15. $15.
I would always mention Kamloops wines, having spent time in North Kamloops in high school. Harper's Trail, Field Blend White, BC. What are those? Do we know what the whites are?
It probably changes from vintage to vintage. Mm. I'm not entirely sure, but it's Pinot Gris, Riesling, Chardonnay, and Gewurztraminer.
Yep.
And it's got a really crunchy apple character to it. It's got some nice quince aromas, and it's just a very lively kind of orchard fruit character to the palate as well. It's a little bit off dry, easy to drink, $15.
Here's a good one. I like the label. I'm quite fascinated by well thought out label ideas, like marketing hooks. Intrigue Wines, I do sparkling. Come on. Come on. That's it. That's perfect. It sells itself. What does this cost?
This is a bottle that's it's probably around $20. Mm. You can get miniature bottles, individual ones as well. They're $7.
Okay.
They're a mini bottle, and they're kind of cute and fun. And it's made from Riesling and Gewurztraminer, and then they add just a dash of Merlot to give it that color. So it's got this kind of frosted pink look to it, and which, of course, goes with the wedding kind of perfect style that it is. And it's got candied apples, juicy peaches, maraschino cherries, off dry again, but it's a charming wine.
Can we do the two El Petit Bonhomme Spanish wines together?
Sure.
There's a Canadian connection, of course.
Yeah, of course. And this is the El Petit Bonhomme, which, I want to say she comes to town every year, but it hasn't been wine festival for a couple of years.
That's
now.
Right.
So we haven't seen Natalie Bonhomme. And she is originally from Quebec, and she lives in Spain and makes wine there. And so the red, it comes from Jumilla. It's $15.99, and it's a blend of Monastrell, Garnacha, and Syrah.
There you go.
Yeah. Got cherries and paprika, espresso kind of flavors. It's got a smoky, savory kind of character on the palate, but very smooth finish.
And the white?
And then the white, yeah. The white, I really like the white because it's Verdejo, and it's 100% Verdejo.
Wow.
And I think Verdejo is a white grape that's really underappreciated. So it's nice and crisp. It's got some some aromatics to it, but it tends to be almost a little bit waxy, and it's got like a slick texture to it, but it's tart green and yellow fruit and a little bit of marzipan in there, and it's also $15.99.
Okay, one more from this page, Dana. Mayhem Wines, their Pinot Gris, Okanagan Valley. Now, everybody makes a Pinot Gris. Everybody. If you want to have a great white wine and pay the bills at the same time, it helps. Mm-hmm. Mayhem Wines specialize in a Pinot Gris that's delightful. It's 16, what is it, 1652?
1652, yes. Maybe that's pre-tax when they put that on the website.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a second label, basically. It's a combined effort between Meyer Family Vineyards, Janice and Jack Meyer.
Sure.
And it's her family, her side of the family, that is working on this, or this label. And so they try not to do the same kind of wines. They try to complement rather than compete against each other. So the price points are completely different, quite a bit less. They use variety, different varieties as well. And this Pinot Gris has pears and lime, a little bit of wild mushroom in there, some field flowers. And it's got a little bit of a nutty character to the palate, but a great offering from Mayhem.
You know the voice. She is Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, winediva.ca. And for a more serious look at your wines, winescores.ca. You can find her there. And to sign up for the newsletter. Just stay in touch and follow her, because it leads to great wines. She's got a great, great palate. All right, I peeked at the second page. And when we come back, we'll start with the Chenin Blancs, Western Cape, South Africa, and work our way down the Okanagan Valley. Be right back. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. Jason Parks Customs is a ragtag group of wineries, a cider house, and a brewery calling West Kelowna home. They are The Hatch, Black Sweat Vineyards, Crown and Thieves, Truck 59 Cider House, Smoke Show by JPC, and now open, The Hatching Post, the only brewery and smokery parlor on the West. Just got word that Proper Man will be playing in and around The Hatch Complex. Don't miss these guys. You can find all the details at jpcfanclub.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. I'm sure you'll be happy to know that Hillside has reopened their doors as of Wednesday of this week. They have a new vintage alert, the 2021 Unoaked Pinot Gris, now available. Easter dinner for two, braised lamb shank, risotto, mustard demi-glace, wild asparagus, preserved lemon with bistro salad, and a bottle of Hillside Pinot Noir. And it's all available for takeout. And you want to check out the Easter six-pack on their website. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. She's Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. I'm Terry David Mulligan. We have in front of us on our screens the budget bottles 2022 from the Wine Diva. Winediva.ca, winescores.ca. When you go to winediva.ca, look up lists, and you'll find this list. These bottles have passed the taste test, and they're under $17. You can't go wrong, friends. You really can't. And print up the list. Hold on to it. You're going to want to reference it. I talked about Scattered Earth Chenin Blanc, Western Cape, South Africa. I'm always looking for a new Chenin Blanc. Is this it?
Yeah, this one is from South Africa's KWV. So you've seen KWV, yeah, right. The Rudeberg, which has been, I think that was the first South African wine in our market here. And so this was new to me. It's got lots of honeysuckle and white peach, some banana peel, some lemon drops, nice acidity, and the same kind of golden fruit on the palate with a nice slick kind of concentrated in the mouth. $14.99, great value.
Not too far from where I am now in Mill Bay is Joe Bushnardo. And it was Joe who got those Pinot Blanc vines into the ground at Hester Creek, the one just above Scattered Earth. And so Hester Creek Pinot Blanc, they've been in the ground for a long time, since 68, I think, maybe even earlier. So I love the fact that this Pinot Blanc is beautifully made, and it comes in at $16.
Yeah, and I think the one in my list is actually the 2020 vintage. Mm. And since then, I've had the 2021, which actually is Golden Mile fruit, if memory serves me. And that did come from those older vines, whereas the previous one didn't. So to me, that's really nice. And they're able to put Golden Mile Bench right on the label as well. It's not just Okanagan Valley. but this is always a very nice, expressive kind of Pinot Blanc. It's got the floral character, good stone fruit and honey. Just really easy to drink. And for the price, you know, around $16, that's great.
Yeah. And just a couple of bottles down, Hester Creek Pinot Gris Viognier, which I really like. I like that blend. It's 2020, and it comes in at $16.99. It's really well made, and you can find it.
Yeah, and it was made specifically, or it is only sold at Save-On Foods. So they made this blend specifically, I guess, for Save-On Foods. So that's where you'd have to find it. But it's predominantly Pinot Gris with a third Viognier. And it's got that classic, what you expect from those varieties, very perfumed, orange blossom, honeysuckle, pink grapefruit, ginger, a little spice. Just it's a really nicely done wine.
Are my eyes deceiving me? Is the Corsolets Estate Winery Sante, is that a can?
It is a can, yes. Yeah, it's funny. So they've got like, it's a small winery, Corsolets. It's in the Similkameen Valley. It's Charlie and Jesse Besler, who, you know, have really made it into a destination. And this is their Pinot Gris, Pinot Blanc can, little sparkler, great on the go. It's just easy to drink, fizzy. $7 a can or $6.90.
Okay, now after me just barking out these marching orders here in terms of what you want to talk about, go down the page and tell me a couple that really you want us to know about, because I mean they're all of them great. They all have something. I mean, for example, the Chateau Haute Basquia, is it Basquia? From Bordeaux.
Oh yeah. I don't even know how to say it.
Basquia.
Oh, Basquia.
Okay.
It doesn't sound very French to me.
Okay. Haute, Basquia, Bordeaux, France. But it comes in at $15.
Yeah. Yeah. This was, I think, the first time I had tasted this year. So it's a Bordeaux Superior blend of Merlot, 80%, and the rest is Cabernet Sauvignon. And it just has that Ribena, vanilla, cedar, licorice, pencil shavings, especially what you know would normally smell in a Bordeaux style, that pencil shaving kind of character. It's got some floral undertones. It's got a little bit of grip on the palate, but you know, if for a Bordeaux at $15 plus, it's a private wine store, it's probably a great value. And it's Chateau Haute Basquia.
And just above it, I just noticed this.
That was the one I was going to point to.
Yeah, no, go. Tell us about the Hungarian wine.
Yes, this is Chateau Derezla, and it is from Tokaj, Hungary. So it is made, and I think these are very interesting. I think Chateau Derezla has, I think they've got about three wines in the market, all whites. One is a sparkling. This is $16.99. So it's made from ferment, which is what you would normally get in a sweet Tokaj wine, and a little splash of Muscatole grapes, which is, but they make it in a dry style, so it's not a sweet wine, but you get these really kind of kaffir lime and straw flowers, and gooseberry, nectarine, and then it's on the palate, it's quite taut, quite racy, and it has a nice texture, a nice slick texture to it.
Okay,
a lovely wine.
Okay, one more from this page. I'm actually asking you to talk about the page, and then stuff jumps out at me. Parras, the Reserva from Lisbon, Portugal, or Lisboa, Portugal. I have always wanted people to discover Portuguese wines. Some you can't find, some you can't say, like me, but they're worth it. The Portuguese wines, and then they come in under $17. They're fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's true. And this one's from Obidos, and Obidos is a very tiny region. It's part of the Lisboa or Lisbon region of Portugal. It used to be known as Estremadura, but now it's called Lisboa. And this is made up from Touriga Nacional, Tinto Roche, and a little bit of Syrah. And it is got this kind of grapey black currant, roasted coffee, smoked meat character. It's nice and fresh, but it's definitely got an edge to it. So it's definitely a food wine. It's something you want to have probably with grilled food or kind of quite protein-rich dishes, and it is $15.
I promise I won't keep you much longer. I promise, because this is very contagious. I've been messing. I went to the next page.
Okay.
Butino, the Sangiovese from Puglia. Now, Puglia, when Jason and I went through there, it was all bulk wine. There were no really boutique wineries, but it's completely turned around. And man, are they making fine wine.
Yeah, you're right. And they're still kind of known for bulk wine production, but there's a lot of producers now making, there's smaller producers as well. We don't see as much of them here. But yeah, this is part of the Butino Wines, which is based out of France, a company born in France, and they make wine all over the world now, including they did a project with Michael Barchier here. Two years ago. And it's got this sweet, juicy red berries. It's got sweet, juicy red berries, maraschino cherry. It's quite almost baking spice notes on the nose. It's got really good fruit on the palate. It's got good freshness as well, and it's nice and smooth. To me, it's like pizza wine 101 right here. And it's about $15 in private wine stores.
The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery on the Naramata Bench. I'm sure you'll be happy to know that Hillside has reopened their doors as of Wednesday of this week. They have a new vintage alert, the 2021 unoaked Pinot Gris, now available. Easter dinner for two, braised lamb shank, risotto, mustard demi-glace, wild asparagus, preserved lemon with bistro salad, and a bottle of Hillside Pinot Noir. And it's all available for takeout. And you want to check out the Easter six-pack on their website. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. Here's some info you can use if you're planning to visit our friends at Unsworth. The tasting room is open Wednesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the wonderful Unsworth restaurant is open Wednesday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com. This wine list, by the way, can be found at winediva.ca. And just look under wine lists, and you'll see things like we have talked about previously, the top 50 over 20, the best bubbles, top 100 under 20. But this one is my favorite. Budget 2022, $17 and under, and they passed the taste test. Now, I'm going to get out of the way. I see the two Oxford Landings, and I see the Rosé and the Grigio Blush. But this is your page. Who do you want to talk about here?
It's been a while since I've tasted some of these wines. But I really remember liking the Conte Priuli Pinot Grigio, and it's a blush wine for the Venezia,
right?
2020 vintage, and it's going to run you $15, maybe a bit more in private wine stores. It's got only 11.5% alcohol, so, you know, when it's in the heat of the summer or you just want something very light, this is a great pink Pinot Grigio. It's nothing flashy. It's just got some nice pear and star fruit and floral character.
Handsome as hell in the bottle.
Beautiful bottle as well. I mean, it looks much pricier than it actually is. And it's perfect just for like cheese and some antipasti and things like that.
And right next door, one down, the two down, Villa Wolf Pinot Blanc from Germany and the second act Piquette from Canada. Can you tell us about both?
Yeah, the Villa Wolf is, I think that Pinot Blanc's been in our market for a long time. The actual winery was established in the 1750s. I believe it's now under the ownership of Ernst Lucen. So from Dr. Lucen,
you
see the Rieslings and that. So it's got some lime leaf and green crunchy pears, a little pomelo. Nice, kind of almost a citrus peel and resiny character to it. Just a fresh wine, probably great with seafood. And it is $16. That's, once again, private wine store, so sometimes that price varies a little bit. And the next wine is the second act, Piquette, which is the 2020 vintage. And it was released and bottled at two press cellars in Oliver, which I don't know a lot about personally. It is basically a second press. So the second, you know, you get your primary wine, you crush the grapes and you press off, the juice free flows through, and that's your wine. And then you take the grapes and you press again. And what ends up happening is you get a second press of a wine.
Yep.
It's a lot less alcohol. It does tend to, you, if it's something you've never had before, it can be a little thin if it's something you've never had. But that low alcohol is a really, really, for a lot of people, they're loving the low alcohol wines. So it's got kind of a strawberry, kind of a tea leaf, some cedary characters, and it's got a really pretty label on it, and it's $14.99.
It was meant to be sort of a lunchtime wine or a take-home wine for the workers in the fields, right? So, and because they had it, they might as well just press it and let them. And so that's it. Piquet. Now, I'll let you go in a second. I saw Road 13 Honest John's Rosé, which always sells extremely well, and the fact that they bring it in at $16.99 is to be complimented. And the Intrigue Wines Semper Rotberger Lake Country, Okanagan Valley. That one I've never tried.
Yeah, so it's a Semper Seton's Drought, and it's made from Rotberger. The name comes from the Drought family, and I believe that that's where the grapes come from. And the Drought family has a motto, which is Semper Seton's, which means always thirsty. So they've made this wine, and it's actually, the picture I have is incorrect. It's a very, really super pale onion skin shade in this wine. And it's got some bitter orange, some toasted spices, some rhubarb, and some red berries on the palate. Quite interesting. If you've had the Grey Monk, perhaps, Rotberger in the past, their rosé from, it's been around for years, it'll remind you of that.
For those of you following along on the webpage, the last 5 wines are from Western Cape, South Africa. There's the Journeys and Bee's Knees, very popular, Chenin Blanc. There's the Grinder Pinotage from Western Cape. There's the Spear Signature Collection Chenin Blanc from Stellenbosch. There's Nederberg Winemasters Cabernet Sauvignon from Western Cape, South Africa. And finally, the Spear Signature Pinotage Stellenbosch, Western Cape, South Africa. Which one of these five do you want to leave us with?
Well, I would say my go-to, I think it's, I've been reviewing this for so many years, is the Signature Collection Chenin Blanc. When I stayed at Spear a couple of years back, when I went to South Africa, I stayed with at the estate, and you know, this wine, it's just, you can pour it like water, right? And here it's just, it's such a consistent wine. It's got a very white peach, melon kind of character to it. It's nice and zesty. It's got nice suppleness, good freshness. So to me, this is the one at $13.99. That's such a great value. I'll always talk about that one.
Well done. Listen, any trips this year? You going anywhere?
No. Tuscany, I could not attend. And Loire has once again been postponed. So I have no idea what's happening this year, if something might come up or not.
I see the Californians are coming. That'll be interesting, depending on who's doing that, if it's just reps or if the winemakers are going to show up. And Top Drop.
Yeah, no, Top Drop, unfortunately, I'm going to be away for that, but I hope they have a fantastic turnout for that.
When do they announce their lineup?
Good question. I'll have to reach out to Mr. KK.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for doing this, Dana. You know, you just saved me. You saved me. As simple as that. She is Dana Van Mulligan. She is the Wine Diva, winediva.ca. And for a more serious look at the world of wine, winescores.ca. Consistently one of the very best tasters, educators that we ever get to talk to. And she's a great friend. Thank you.
No, thank you.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. Here's some info you can use if you're planning to visit our friends at Unsworth. The Tasting Room is open Wednesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the wonderful Unsworth Restaurant is open Wednesday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com.